This is John from Dead Bars, and you're listening to Mabel Syndrome Podcast.
It sucks, I still think Mabel, she's the bomb.
Hey everyone, this is Kristen. Welcome to this episode of the Mabel Syndrome Podcast. And my guest for this beginning of the podcast is Danielle. Hi, Danielle.
Hi, Kristen.
Thanks for joining me.
Of course, I'm excited. I'm glad I had nothing else to do today.
Me neither. So we're recording because I want to get this episode out. The second half of this episode is going to be about a new punk rock festival. This is their very first year. These women are fucking incredible, and they just decided that they wanted to put on a new camp festival. It's 4 days, 3 nights. They're doing it's unreal, and so we're gonna get to that at the second half of this podcast episode. But for the first part, I invited Danielle on, and we were gonna talk a little bit about the punk rock bowling lineup that just came out. So first of all, I guess I'll ask you, who are you most excited about on the lineup?
I'm pretty excited about Cox Bar. I always like to see them.
Yeah.
Really excited to see my girls Bad Cop play main stage. That's super exciting this year. There's a bunch. There's really a bunch. I would urge everyone to go look at the list. Just, this list is out of control. Circle Jerks are going to be amazing. I'm really excited about Madness. I mean, everything in the top three lines of their ad are pretty awesome. Stiff Little Fingers are one of my favorites. Propagandhi is one of my favorites, so that's definitely up there too.
That's a huge one. Yeah, I'm really excited about the Lawrence Arms. One of my faves, so I'm really excited to see them. And I don't have the list in front of me, so I'm trying to remember. But Barstool Preachers.
Oh, yeah, of course.
Of course. and, of course, Bad Cop. Yeah, and they've played before, of course. I think they've done club shows and they've played other things at punk rock bowling. But I don't know if they've done the main stage before.
I am pretty positive they have never played the main stage, and I'm very excited to see them. I did get to see them at the Bunkhouse a couple years ago. They played it was a whole Fat Wreck lineup at the Bunkhouse, and that was fun.
Yeah.
But yeah, it's going to be exciting to see them up there on the big stage.
Yeah, and it's always nice to see women bands represented. Like, of course, we've talked about this before, like, they are a female band, but they're also just a real awesome band, like, regardless of if they're women or not. But I do feel like it's nice to see different populations represented in the lineup, right? Like, of course you don't want a shitty band just because they're women or just because they're people of color or whatever, but it is nice to see really amazing bands with women or people of color or whatever represented in the lineup and in the club shows.
It is. I totally agree.
Yeah.
I don't know how to elaborate on that, but yeah.
You're like, yeah, it is.
I don't know. I mean, and I think I try all the time to, like, just look at people as musicians, because I know, like, girls don't want to be called good at drums for, you know, a good drummer for a girl,
right?
Things like that. So they're amazing musicians, but yes, it's hard to not notice that they're girls, and we relate to that.
You and I were just talking about how women generally are underrepresented in the punk rock world. So punk rock photographers, punk rock journalists. Actually, I posted that today looking to learn about other punk rock women journalists. Like, I do know Denise Borders did Punk Rock World Views, and maybe there are some other people out there. I know there are some that are kind of like do silly little short interviews. That's not really our thing. You know, I'm wondering if there, you know, how many other female punk rock journalists are like covering the scene out there. So if anyone knows of any, please hit me up and let me know. But generally speaking, of course, women are underrepresented in our scene.
It's something that I pay really close attention to, and I think I always have. Being a girl who grew up in the scene, I think I always kind of felt like, I don't want to say the underdog, but sometimes you feel lonely.
Yeah.
You know, in a world of guys, you know, you look out at the rest of the crowd and you're like, wow, there are four of us here. Right. And even still, I go to small shows and I'm like the only woman. It doesn't bother me. And I wouldn't say it ever really bothered me necessarily, but I think that there's still definitely a huge gap, but I do see it closing a little bit. Like, Kristen and I were talking a few minutes ago, and I started to notice there are a lot more female photographers in the pit. That's something exciting to see. And so I think that there is sort of a shift happening, but I wouldn't call it a balance.
No, definitely not a balance. It's kind of like, I mean, the scene is great with, you know, the people that have been in it forever, but to see the gap close a little bit, or like, and I'm totally comfortable being one of the guys too and going to a show and being all guys, but it's an added bonus if there's a really cool woman there that you can talk to and relate to and hang out with for a bit. That's awesome.
It's refreshing.
It's very refreshing. And that's how it is for with Bad Cop for me too. So I know they're just amazing musicians. They're not an amazing band for a female band. They're just amazing musicians. But I do like, I mean, I relate to their songs. Mm-hmm. You know, there's a lot of women empowerment songs. There's songs about experiences that women go through. And of course it can be related to men too. And anyone can relate to those songs. But I like that there's a band out there that's singing that I could hear myself in those lyrics, you know, yeah. I've been in those experiences. And I think that's important.
It is important. And it's easier to relate to. It really is. I was going to stop myself and not say it's easier to relate to, but it is easier to relate to. Like, as much as I want to believe everybody's the same, you know, women go through experiences a little differently than men. We experience heartbreak differently. We experience happiness and excitement and all those things differently, you know. Mm-hmm. So yeah, it's refreshing.
And then my friends in the band Rebuilder too, they are a band with people of color, so that's another subgroup that is definitely not represented very well in punk rock in general. I always like to see people. I don't know, it's such a weird thing, right? Like, they're just an awesome band,
is a weird thing,
but they are people of color too, and it's nice to see a list of, when you see a festival or you see, you know, it's nice to see female bands and bands with people of color or trans people or just like everyone represented. I do feel like we have a very strong white male base, right?
We do. Yeah.
That's what it is.
That was kind of something that drew me into the Boll Weevils. Daryl Wilson, lead singer of the Boll Weevils, is just an amazing human. But it's so nice to just see someone who doesn't fit that stereotypical punk rock mold. Yeah. And he doesn't, but he's not different. You know, right. It's as strange as that it sounds, or maybe, but he's just a great person, like so many other people in the punk scene. It's just nice to see a little variety.
Right. Yeah, for sure. So along those lines, I mean, they haven't announced club shows yet, really, but I would love to see Bomb Pops do a club show. That would be amazing. Who would you that like would to be... see do a club show?
I haven't thought that all that much about it, honestly. I was really just kind of hoping to see more female bands. Mm-hmm. Just because I don't think that there are a whole lot on the lineup like there were last year. We got a little spoiled.
How fun would a pool party be with the Bomb Pops?
That would be fun. Yeah, that would be a lot of fun. I think that a lot more girls would show up and Yeah, it would be cool.
That would be perfect. So if the Stearns are listening, pool party with the Bomb Pops, because I know they listen to this. Just kidding.
That'd be fun. And maybe we could have some Bomb Pops at the pool party, because that's my favorite popsicle.
Yeah, I love it too. So last year we did we rented a cabana at the pool party and had a little like Mabel get together. So I'm trying to decide if I want to do that again this year or not. I got stuck with a pretty hefty bill at the end of the day. And I don't know. They have this really annoying thing where it's like you have to buy $600 worth of drinks to get the cabana, and they won't let you split up the bill or anything like that. So it's just, I don't know. I would love to do a Mabel get together at Punk Rock Bowling in some capacity. I'm just not sure exactly what yet. So
yeah, I like that you're putting the word out there like that. It doesn't have to be the pool party, but if we do the pool party again, I think we need a little better planning. We need like event coordinator, but
if anyone has any ideas or wants to take that on, let me know. I don't know, we'll figure something out.
We'll figure something out. It's gonna be good, and I think that we're gonna see a lot more girls who've gotten into Mabel syndrome show up this year. It's gonna be cool.
Yeah, it's gonna be awesome. And speaking of that too, if you are a woman, we do have a like a subgroup on Facebook for punk rock women. It's called We Are Mabel Syndrome Women, right?
Right.
Yeah.
So yeah, and it's searchable. You can find it.
Yeah. And then I think it does require approval to join, just because someone invited a man the other day and I was like, nope.
Not happening.
Not happening. It's just for us. Like, we deserve one spot where we can be totally open and free and trust each other and talk about anything. And that's kind of what it's about. So if anyone wants to join that, please do so. Anything else? I want to get to the interview.
Not that I can think of, but I'm excited for the interview and I can't wait to hear it myself.
Yeah, these ladies are unbelievable. They met at Camp Anarchy. They, when they heard it wasn't happening this year, they were bummed and they were like, let's just do our own thing. And then it just snowballed and now they're doing a whole festival.
And they're so cool. They live in New York, Pennsylvania, and Canada, and they're like joining forces to do this thing. So
yeah,
and they're all involved with Mabel Syndrome Group, which I love too.
They are. So we are sponsoring them, helping them in any way possible, and they support us. It's like, you know, it's all a big family, and I'm really proud of these ladies. And as you'll hear in the interview, tickets go on sale or are already on sale by the time this episode comes out, along with 5 bands that are on the lineup, and then there's going to be more to be introduced. And the whole thing includes camping, food, and activities for 4 days and 3 nights for under $100.
Food. They're including all the meals.
Yeah. I know.
So crazy. I love it.
I know. I'd be like, here's cheese and crackers. I don't know how you afford that.
That would make punk rock bowling so much easier. Like, here's your meal. Take it or leave it.
That's true. That is true. Yeah, so. And they're catering to, like, vegans and vegetarians and all different things. That seems like a really hard part to me.
I think they're going to need a week of sleep once this thing's over.
Yeah, that's what I asked them. I was like, yeah, who's going to be putting out fires day of, too? Like, the day of fires is what would get me. And you've done event planning.
I've worked festivals.
Festivals and clubs and all that stuff, so you know how it goes.
My whole heart hopes that they have a really good time.
Yeah. Yeah.
Because working festivals is not always a lot of fun,
right?
Unfortunately. So right.
Maybe they can each take them all a little bit of time off or something. Give each other a break.
Yeah, I hope
and
so.
Have fun.
I hope so.
So anyway, stay tuned for that. It's called Camp Punksylvania, and that's their website, camppunksylvania.com. And you can get tickets and information, and they even have like a travel coordinator. So if you're coming from out of state, there's a person who will help you plan your train or your flight or all that kind of stuff. Like, they just have all the bases covered. So stay tuned for that. And thank you, Danielle, for being part of this episode.
Yeah, thank you for asking me. I was excited that I could be a part of it.
Hey everyone, this is Kristen, and for this portion of the Mabel Syndrome podcast, I have very special guests who are putting on a brand new festival. I have Laura and Bree here. Hi ladies.
Hello.
First of all, I just want to say this is ridiculously badass that you're just like, yeah, we're going to throw a festival. Like, who does that?
We do.
Apparently crazy people like us.
So now, do you guys know each other? Like, you guys have met.
Yeah.
How long have the two of you known each other?
Not very long. We met at Camp Anarchy this summer.
This past...
Met face to face, yes.
That's cool. How did you meet originally? Was it through Mabel?
No. It was through... through another Facebook group, actually, that was created for members at Camp Anarchy called Punks, Pitch, and Tents. And that's how the three of us got connected. And Terri Ann and I had met each other the previous year at Camp Punk and Drublick. And now we have our third soulmate, Bree.
Oh, that's so cool. I love that.
Yeah.
And we've gotten to hang out a few times since then, which is awesome. Every time we can't get together, we definitely get together.
Yeah, and Laura's like in mid-state New York, I know.
Yep.
And Bree, where are you?
Right smack in the middle of Pennsylvania.
Okay. Gotcha.
Yeah, so we're about 5 hours out, but it's the same as, you know, when I go to Boston. It's a nice little trip. I've got a lot of friends there anyway, so it's nice. It's a good excuse to get out and make sure you see each other.
Isn't that awesome? Like, when you find women that you have similar musical tastes and you enjoy their company, and it just makes... the show so much better.
Absolutely. Like, I can't believe that I have gone my whole life without her.
Right. And ever since the Mabels, I haven't gone to a show alone ever since, and I have no problems going to shows by myself, but now I always know somebody, and it's amazing.
Oh, that's awesome. That's awesome.
Yeah, that last show we went to Bouncing Souls 30-year anniversary with Barstool Preachers in the Bronx in Brooklyn for the last one of the tour, and it was great the amount of people that we saw that we were like, oh my God, everybody's here.
Yeah,
it was fantastic.
It was a nice way to end out the year.
Oh, that's so cool. That's awesome. So then when did this idea develop? So we're talking about Camp Punksylvania.
Yes.
And it's a new festival that these ladies are putting on for the very first time ever this summer.
Yes.
And how did the idea come about?
So it all started one day when we got a post that said, good news, everyone, only it wasn't good news for us. Because we found out that Punk and Drublic in Pittsburgh was canceled, and then we were super bummed because we had just met, we were all looking forward to get together, and then there was nothing for us. So while we waited for the announcement for the next Camp Anarchy to happen, I made a joke that we should just make our own camp in my yard. I have a big party every year anyway. We set up tents. We put movies on in my house. I was like, why not? We'll just include you guys this year. And then we laughed and talked about it, and we started talking to other people about it, and then, like, everybody wanted in. And so we created a Facebook group, and there was maybe, like, 20 folks in the beginning, and we opened it up, and we let them invite people that they would want there with them. And right away, it was overwhelming, the amount of people. And so we realized that we weren't going to fit in my yard anymore. So we took a crazy jump and booked a venue that hosts camping and music events. And there's even a paintball park there. So essentially, we booked a summer camp for the weekend.
Yeah. And now, who was in the Facebook group? Is it, like, mostly people in this area, like New York, Pennsylvania, that kind of thing?
I think they're kind of all over, to be honest.
They're from everywhere.
There's some people from Tennessee and Michigan and Canada. And I think the Clancys are from Georgia, maybe.
Yeah, like, they're from all over the place.
All over the place.
That's awesome. That's awesome. So then when you heard Camp Anarchy wasn't happening this summer, I assume, and then you're like, let's just run with it?
Yep.
Yeah.
And then Camp Punksylvania was born.
Yeah, that's so cool. Now, I know, like, I have a friend, Lauren, who was doing a punk, Lauren Stein. I don't know if you know who she is. Yeah.
I did. I've connected with her. Go Gidget, right?
Yeah, totally. Yeah.
Yep.
And she was doing a punk, like, I don't know what she called. Oh, Punksburg. Punksburg.
Yep.
Exactly.
Yeah. When I first posted to the Mabel group that this is something I was thinking about, she hopped on immediately and was like, this is what worked for me. This didn't work, you know. Hook me up and we'll make it happen. And
yeah, and I think fantastic. She has some connections and stuff too, and so she's a good person to, you know.
I actually haven't physically met her yet though.
Maybe now's the time. Maybe we can bring her on board.
Yeah totally. She's awesome, and if not, you know, maybe she doesn't have time for it, and she's a teacher and she has a kid and all this stuff, but maybe she just pick her brain, you know. That's awesome.
Absolutely.
So where is this site?
So
for the festival,
so it's in Tyrone, Pennsylvania, Blair County. So basically smack dab in the middle of the state. It's at a place called Eagle Valley Paintball. And so it's going to be taking place August 6th, August 9th. And you get camping. Your camping's all included in your ticket price. You get 2 meals a day also included in your ticket, which is a really big thing.
That's huge.
You can also bring all your own beer. You can bring your grills. You can bring whatever you want to bring in there. You get admission to all of our activities that we've got going on. We're doing punk rock karaoke. We have a swap meet. We're doing Dunk the Punk that goes to a local charity, which is really cool. We're excited about that. So there's all sorts of stuff that you can do at Camp Punksylvania. It really is Pennsylvania's first punk rock summer camp.
Yeah. And so that's 3 nights, 6, 7, 8.
Yeah, it'll be
yes.
A 4-day event. We'll start sitting up Thursday at noon, and we're working on a couple small activities for opening night. We don't want anything too crazy because people probably won't be rolling into town until Friday. And then we have all kind of activities and music for Friday and Saturday. And then Sunday at noon, it's Beat It Nerds.
What is that? Oh, beat it, like get out of here?
Beat It Nerds.
Yeah, time to clean up.
Yep.
Yeah. What's been the hardest part so far? Have there been, like, major glitches, like...
Honestly, knock on wood, right now we haven't hit anything. I don't want to jinx ourselves. We haven't really hit anything, and I think that that really just goes back to the team that we have built. Everybody that we have involved in this is so, so passionate about it, too. It's like their baby as well, so it makes myself, Bree, and Terry Ann's job a little bit easier when we've got people that are willing to step up and help out. It's really great.
Yeah. Now, who is your team? Give them a shout-out.
Sure. So I'm Bree, and I'm kind of like the logistics girl, I guess. I'm like the taskmaster. I make sure everything is going smoothly and everyone's doing what they're supposed to be doing. I try my hardest to help out wherever I'm needed. I'm also kind of the mouthpiece that does a lot of communication to like the bigger group about ideas, and pretty much because I'm just always talking. And so I might as well just be the one talking anyway, I guess. Terry Ann, our other co-founder, she handles all like the back end work that Laura and I hate so much. And she also does like the production, the flyer making, anything we need. She's the team's emotional support panda as well.
Aww.
So she gives the snuggles when we need it from time to time.
Where does she live?
She's our Canada girl.
Oh, nice. Everyone needs a Canada girl. Those Canada punk rock girls are awesome.
Absolutely, right? They're amazing.
Yeah. You need the one nice person, you know?
Absolutely, yeah. I'm the mean one. She's the nice one.
Yeah, you can balance it out.
It works out. It works out. We have Marco and Casey working on the finance end. They have backgrounds in accounting and sales, and they're like probably the most adult-y out of all of us. So we put them in charge of all the money. We have Jesse and Tia. They are our cafeteria ladies. Since our tickets include up to 2 meals a day, these ladies have designed a pretty simple, delicious meal that also catered to all the vegans that we have in the group. So it'll be an option when you check out to let us know if that's a food preference for you. We have Marcus. He is kind of doing a couple things. His band, Rocky Dennis Face, is on the lineup for sure, and his company, Crowfer Productions, are going to capture the beautiful train wreck that is going to be Punksylvania. Hopefully not, but we'll see. It'll be fun either way. Mm-hmm. Our event is kid-friendly, and we just ask everyone to be responsible for their own kids, obviously. There'll be a family camping area that Angela is working really hard on, and she's creating all kind of like kid friendly activities. So like sometimes we go to these things and we can't bring our kids, and this will definitely be geared toward that.
That's awesome.
For the adult campers, Jimmy is the co-host of the Jimmy and Todd show on Status TV or High TV. And he's helping coordinate all the out of town people that'll be traveling here with like public transportation, and maybe they won't have tents or sleeping bags. So he can hook them up with people like me who have a shed full of all kinds of stuff that can just help out where it's needed there. And for the traveling punks, we have Dustin and Ariana. They're kind of our travel agents. They're helping people with public transportation, like the best, you know, airport to fly into, or there's a train station like 7 minutes away, mm-hmm. I think. And then getting people to pick them up if they need a ride to the actual venue spot.
That's
huge. We're trying to help
with
that. Absolutely.
So people, I know we'll get to it in a second, but you do have a Facebook page and Instagram and all those types of things. So if people do need help with the travel arrangements, then they should reach out to you.
Yes, absolutely.
Yep, absolutely.
Once we set tickets, when we let those tickets go on sale, we'll open the Facebook group page back up.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
But the response was just so massive. We wanted to make sure that like the core 50 people that actually started this got in before we blasted it to the rest of the world, pretty much.
Yeah, gotcha.
And basically being in that Facebook group, that's kind of like our VIP. We've been calling them the OGs. Mm-hmm. So their ticket sales, they go on sale a couple days before they go on sale to the general public, just to ensure that those people that were here with us from the start can stay with us.
Yeah.
So their tickets are going to go on sale on the 1st of the month, and then tickets to the general public go on sale on the 7th.
Of February?
Yes.
Okay.
Yep.
And then we had the expertise of Derek Reed at Some Die Nameless out of Pittsburgh. He's working with all the bands. He's handling the lineups, the stage management when we get to that point. And so it's nice to have his skills on board because that was the one area I think the three of us were probably lacking the most.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, he has been truly like a godsend to our group. You know, the great thing about Derek is he cares a lot about the bands that we have submitting, that we have putting on our lineup, and he's trying to make sure that they're getting taken care of as well. And it's really nice to have somebody that's passionate on that end, handle that stuff. Because the three of us, yeah, we're very passionate. We don't know what we're doing though. Like we don't know how to handle that. So yeah. it's nice and assuring to have Derek on that end of the job, because that's one of the major aspects of this whole festival. The reason that we're together is for the music, right, and the experience, I think. So without him, I don't really know where we'd be right now. So thank you, Derek.
I just think this is amazing. Now, do you guys want to tell us what the lineup's going to be? This is a huge announcement.
So, yes, we're only going to give away 5 bands right now. We there's going to be twice as many on the lineup, but we'll give you the first 5 right now. And these 5 bands are extra special to us as well because this goes back to that kind of OG group that we were talking to you about. They're part of it. They've been with us from the start, whatever you need, willing to do whatever. So it's only right that we give these bands a shot and a spot on our lineup. They're fantastic. All of them are fantastic. Really, they're great. So it's gonna be really great to give that thank you kind of back to those guys. So we have Inco Fido, Cherry Pop, Rocky Dennis Face, The Homicides, and The Essays so far.
What was the last one?
The Essays. They, I believe, aren't they from Essays? Like a paper that you write.
Right. Okay. ESSAY. Okay. Gotcha.
Yes.
Okay. That's awesome. Well, that's exciting.
Yeah, it's really cool. And again, when we announce the rest of the lineup, there's going to be some other names that people will recognize on there too. So I think it'll be exciting.
Yeah. Very cool. So now tell us where people go to get tickets and information and that kind of stuff.
Our website will launch to the public, and that has everything that you need. That will link you directly to where you need to go for ticket sales. The really cool thing about this is, and I can't stress this enough, it's super, super DIY. We have zero corporate sponsors. We have no big money or anything coming in. And this is mostly, at its core, a family reunion, a punk rock family reunion. So we have a Kickstarter account that we'll be launching the same day tickets go on sale, and that is where you will be purchasing your tickets. So with that being said, that means it's all or nothing for us. If we don't hit that, then, back to square one, I guess we go. But I think it's a really cool way to drum up the excitement for it and to get people involved. You can purchase your ticket there, which will include, like we said, everything. Your camping's included, you get meals included, access to all the events, all of the music, everything like that. Whereas a lot of other festivals, you got to pay for some add-ons and stuff like that for sure. And it gets really expensive. And we can promise you this. I don't want to give away too much information, but it will not cost you more than $100 to come to Camp Punksylvania, all inclusive. That's pretty cheap.
Yeah, that's the only thing that whole weekend.
Yeah, the whole weekend. The only thing that we don't include in the ticket price, because it's 100% optional, is the paintball. That's an additional $25 a person. You make a team of 10, and you get all day beer, paintball, all your gear. So again, that still doesn't even bring you in at $100 when you include everything. So that's very very affordable. And for us, that's a huge thing. A lot of us, we've got kids, we've got bills to pay. We don't have tons of cash to just throw around. And it's nice to be able to have a good weekend that isn't going to cost you an arm and a leg, all said and done. You can really camp in your car if you want to.
Right. Yeah. And so many awesome people in the group have like side hustles and businesses and things that they do. So we've opened it up. Like, if you want to make your own festival posters, make them. If you want to make your own buttons, make them. We're going to have an area where you can sell it, you can trade it, you can give it away, you can do whatever you want with it.
That's awesome. One of my favorite events from the whole weekend that we're going to be featuring is our punk rock swap meet. Basically, you make it, you're proud of it, whatever it is, bring it. If you want to buy, trade, or sell, sure. If you've got old records that you want to trade, bring them. we love that kind of stuff. And that's, we like to buy things off each other. Like Brie and I, when we went to Camp Anarchy this past year, I could have bought a patch, but I didn't. I got one from her jacket that she made on the way there.
That's awesome.
Same thing with stickers and stuff. And those have more sentimental value than I think purchasing something that's been mass produced by thousands.
A $30 t-shirt that may not fit.
right. Yeah. And we will have t-shirts made, but again, it goes back to working with small companies who give a shit. And Stupid Rad is actually going to be helping us out with that. They're going to be doing our shirts and things like that. So again, it's just people who care about this community and have something to offer it. That's who we want on our side.
Because this will go out after Friday, what's the website that people can go to? Do you know?
It's www.camppunksylvania.com.
Awesome. And then there'll be a link to the Kickstarter, or is it right there?
Yep, there's everything that you need right there. You can find all the information, links to Kickstarters. You can find links to bands that are on our lineup, links to our personal Facebooks if you need it. There's a frequently asked questions section, everything you need.
It's gorgeous.
Camp Punksylvania.
Working hard.
That's my
role actually on the team. I'm in charge of web design and all the activities and merch too. So it's fun to kind of play around and use my side skills a little bit. You know, I don't just make sandwiches.
That is so cool. I can't believe you're taking this on. Like, I can't. It's one of those things that people
we can't
would
either.
It's one of those things that my girlfriends and I would be like, yeah, let's do this, and then never ever do. So
that's what happened. The three of us were talking, man, we miss each other. We need to make sure we see each other. And it just, to say it snowballed is not even really an understatement, because it was like overnight. We had 100 people asking us questions about how can we help make this happen. So we're like, all right, if you guys are serious, then so are we.
When Laura posted super serious asking for band submissions and it got shared like 40 times, I was like, what have we done?
Yeah.
Like, what is happening right now? I couldn't open any kind of social media without seeing Camp Punksylvania everywhere. And I almost vomited. I'm not going to lie.
Yeah. It's a really strange feeling when you have to break your team up into groups and give them a deadline to listen to bands by. Like, that's just the coolest
right
job
now,
ever.
Awesome is life right now.
And it's been really hard. We've received 10 times as many submissions, I think, as we thought that we were really going to. Mm-hmm. So the fact that we have to pick and choose through all of these amazing bands is really, really hard. Yeah. We wish we could feature almost 50 of them.
Right. Yeah, I would think that would be one of the hardest parts, but...
Yeah, but it's also really fun because we've been exposed to tons of great new music, and we've already got tons of great ideas for next year, too. So, right.
And tons of great ideas for side things from this, actually.
Absolutely.
Yeah. That's awesome. Well, thank you, ladies. So go to camppunksylvania.com and get your tickets for under $100. 4 days of a music festival with food included and a campsite included. Like, that's
swimming,
unreal.
Hiking,
activities, punk bands,
tons of stuff,
friends, like everything.
Awesome people, absolutely.
Yeah.
Oh, did we mention punk rock karaoke with a live band? That's happening.
Yeah.
That's awesome. What would be your... Okay, so finish this with what would be your song for karaoke?
Brie, I think we would have to sing Choose My Friends by Barstool Preachers together.
Oh, my God. I don't think you want me to sing.
I mean, I don't think anyone wants to hear that either, but I really feel like that needs to be our song.
All right. Fuck it. I'm down.
That's a good one. I'm going to end this episode with that song because I love that song, too.
Excellent.
Yeah, there we go.
That's a cool one. Thank you, guys.
I have my theme song right now.
Thank you so much.
Thank you for having us.
I found my things exactly where they were always gonna be. In neat plastic bags on the street. I took this as a sign to move my feet. In my defense, I said, you were telling me I should do what's right. But I can't face the morning light, 'cause I've got demons chasing me down. She said, let's do that old two-step quick shot where we break each other's heart on this old same war battleground.
your voice in my ear. It's keeping me on my knees. Have you ever been down by love before? Have you ever wanted to say, ah, she's my friend over you, ah, she's my friend over you, ah, she's my friend over you. She's my friends over you, I choose my friends over you, I choose my friends over you. I've been strung out, battered, alone and outside my mind. But with my mates here by my side, I reckon I'll find me. Have you ever been done by love before? Have you ever wanted to say, I choose my friends over you, I choose my friends over you, I choose my friends over you. I choose my friends over you, I choose my friends over you, I choose my friends over you. I choose my friends over you, I choose my friends over you, I choose my friends over you. I choose my friends over you, I choose my friends over you, I choose my friends over you.
Hey Mabel listeners, this is Sarah. I am here in Las Vegas, and I am super happy to say that Mabel Syndrome has their very first sponsor. Woo! Yay! The best part is it is AdamandEve.com, the number one adult toy superstore. I am here today with my friend Sarah, Sarah Squared, here in Las Vegas. Hi, Sarah.
Hey.
Sarah, what do you do for a living?
I am a midwife.
So tell us what that means.
So I deliver babies, work in women's and reproductive health, and I basically look at vaginas all day.
All right. So as a medical professional, do you advise that our listeners go check out AdamandEve.com?
I endorse this message. Everybody should go to Adam and Eve and find a new toy.
That is amazing. Have you had a chance to look around at their website yet?
I have. Have you tried the Wee Vibe?
I have not tried it. By the way, if you're my brother, please stop listening. I have not tried it, but that is one that I was looking into. Welcome to 2019, where companies like WeVibe or Oh My Bod exist that link to an app where your partner or someone can control it anywhere in the world, or you can control it for yourself, of course. And it also links up to your music devices, so you can have an orgasm.
That's
to
so
your
many
music.
Hours of fun. What song would you choose?
Mutilate Me by Teenage Bottle Rocket.
So good.
What about you? No pressure.
Come back to that.
Okay. But yeah, so have you had a chance to look around at maybe their holiday gift guide?
I did. Did you see that they have a clone of Willy?
I did. For $44, you can go online and clone your Willy or clone your significant other or your friend's wiener. And
you guys can send me all your cloned Willies. Sarah will give you my address.
That's the midwife Sarah, not other Mabel Sarah.
Or is it?
Send us your Willies. But they do have a holiday gift giving guide. They have stocking stuffers for under $20. And then on top of that, for a lot of their other items, there is a promo code we can give you. So free stuff is awesome, but free stuff to spice up your bedroom is even better. Select almost any item for 50% off, and then Adam and Eve loads on the free stuff. Enter code Mabel at checkout and get 10 tantalizing free gifts. A sexy item for him, a special gift for her, and a third item you'll both enjoy.
Ooh.
Yeah.
I wonder what that is.
And 6 free spicy movies. Plus free shipping. That's Mabel, M-A-B-L-E, Mabel at AdamandEve.com. Now, I can probably guarantee you that Kristen does not want to know what you guys are buying with our promo code.
But we do.
Let us know if you enjoy AdamandEve.com. I'll also have to say that I did notice that there are several of them here in Las Vegas, so it looks like they're all over the place. Check them out. They have everything. Enjoy, guys.
Bye.